Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first
welcome back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. The knowledge base is there. My blog is there. Subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that. We'll send that to you by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. We also have a poll question right on the homepage. When you click your answer, you will be able to see how the poll is going so far immediately. So all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Rich Skrenta, S-K-R-E-N-T-A, if you're blecoing him. I'm going to have to get used to that, Rich. He's one of the co-founders of Bleko, B-L-E-K-K-O.com, which is an audacious search engine. Rich, where did you get the audacity to think you could take on the gorilla?
Well, you know, we looked at the market and said, there's only two search engines left. And the web's not getting smaller. It's getting bigger and bigger.
And not only is there only two left, one of them is not, it's not inconsequential, but it's not really a real player.
You know, they've been making some investment, and they've been growing their market share. But, yeah, Google's the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
I'm going to give you a chance to be controversial here. The first thing that the Google guy said was do no evil. Is Google getting so big that it's getting harder and harder for them to live up to that?
Well, you know, we all have to live in the real world, and they've got a really big business to run. They've got, I don't know, over 10,000 employees, maybe 20,000.
Right.
I haven't kept count. And there's a lot of people there. They're actually engaged in a lot of different businesses. And, you know, sometimes there's not, you know, evil intent, but it's just
right.
Sort of indifference. You know, does Google care about you?
And, you know, sometimes the question is whether roughshod is the same thing as evil. But enough of that. I just wanted to have a little fun with you there. Talk to us about Bleko. How does Bleko differ from Google? Why did you think Bleko was important?
So we've got two main features. One is a way to add a category to your search results to cut out all the spam. So if you're doing a search like, say, a personal finance search, you know these are full of spam on Google. You can come to Bleko, do your search, something like, say, cashback credit card or debt relief, and add /money onto the end of your search on Bleko,
mm-hmm.
and get only the top personal finance sites. Health searches, you could do a search like, say, pregnancy tips or cure for headaches, add /health. Over on Google, these results are full of spam. The other thing we're doing is
when you say spam, what do you mean?
Spam, you know, there's a lot of poor quality content out there. There's stuff where a computer programmer will write a program to just randomly generate a bunch of words about a topic and put up a blog.
Oh yeah,
it's all junk.
I thought Google had developed a way to cull those.
They cull a lot of it, but there's just so much of it that they can't keep up. It's a fight.
What I don't like is when I get a search result that's basically a part of a thread on a blog or something.
That's right. You know, the other kind of spam out there, it's a kind of spam we call gray spam. And it's where companies are paying writers in, say, you know, outside the U.S., you know, maybe 50 cents or a dollar to write an article about a topic, like maybe medical advice.
Right.
The algorithm can't tell the difference. You know, you've got two articles about something like diabetes, one written by a doctor at the Mayo Clinic, the other one written by some guy in the Czech Republic for 50 cents. And he just,
right.
you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He just cut and pasted it from Wikipedia. The
right.
only reason he did that is to make money from your ad click. The algorithm can't tell the difference between these two pieces of content.
But your algorithms can?
What we're saying, let's go out there and identify the best health sites. The top 100 health sites really can answer any medical query. And you don't want to search the World Wide Web for health information. It's scary out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
let's keep you on trusted sites, Mayo Clinic, you know, NIH, WebMD, sites that are going to give you trusted health information.
If I were doing that for search engines, you wouldn't be a Mayo Clinic at this point. Would I not lose you?
You know, we have a model very similar to Wikipedia, where we're basically asking the public to come to Blecko and help us make our tags better.
Ah.
We might only have 100 sites in /health today, but we're inviting you to sign up. If you know about a good health site, tell us about it, and we'll add it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a social network search engine.
That's right. You know, people have applied this to things like, you know, Wikipedia, but nobody's applied it to web search before.
Right.
And we said this
won't work. What's your business model?
Right now, we don't have any ads on the site. You know, search ads are the most valuable kind of traffic on the net. You can get $50 to $100 per 1,000 page views, but that's a proven business. The hard part is how do you get people to come to a new search engine? Nobody's done this in the past 10 years. So we're really focused just on getting people coming to the site and having a good experience.
Will your business model convert over to ad sales eventually?
It will, yeah. You know, because search traffic's so valuable, we only need, you know, say 1 to 2 million searches per day, and we'd be a profitable company. If we were starting a blog network, we'd need a lot more traffic to get to profitability.
One thing about it is there's no question in my mind, if you do a good job, there's room for you in the world. And what you're doing is you're not trying to beat Google. You're just trying to find your little corner of the marketplace, aren't you?
We want to be the number three search engine. There's only two left, so we think we almost win by default.
I think you ultimately may win, be number two by default, to be honest with you. But, hey listen, Rich, will you come back another day and teach us about SEO?
Oh, I'd love to.
Let's have you back again. BLEKKO.com is the new search engine, folks. Check it out. See what you think about it. And Rich Skrenta is one of the founders and the CEO. Rich, looking forward to getting you back again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Congratulations, by the way, on your venture. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Blecko with K's, 2 K's, .com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.